Welcome to the MDS Leadership Series, where we discuss all things related to the REI process. Your host is Natalie Moore, Senior MDS Specialist. Welcome, Natalie.
Hey everyone, it's Natalie, and today we're going to discuss the quality measure freeze. I have asked our MDS specialist from the DHC portfolio to join me in providing some insight. Welcome back to the podcast, Leadership Barb.
Thank you so much for having me back.
All right. So for those of you who aren't familiar with Barb, this is Barbara Cronin LePerch, and she is our MDS specialist for our three communities in Delaware. And I think everyone knows by now that we like to start out with just the basics. So Barb, what is causing these quality measures to freeze?
Well, Natalie, the MDS update on October 1st, 2023 is the root cause for the freezing of certain quality measures. The quality measures that are going to be frozen are due to the transition from the MDS version to 1.18.11. And it's those quality measures that utilize Section G, which is the functional status, in their calculation. As you know, Section G was removed from the item set with the October update for all MDS assessments except the optional state assessments. Section GG, which you know is the functional abilities and goals, was added to PPS assessments in the year 2016 and then added to our OBRA assessments in 2023. Section GG has been expanded in the number of items since that time and will be utilized in the calculations of our quality measures in the future.
Then which specific quality measures are going to be frozen?
So the quality measures that will be frozen are the MDS-based quality measures calculated using data from that Section G. These quality measures include one short stay measure, which is the percent of residents who made improvement in function, and three long stay measures, which are percent of residents whose need for help with activities of daily living has increased, percent of residents whose ability to move independently worsened, and percent of high-risk residents with pressure ulcers, as well as the percent of low-risk residents who lose control of bowel and bladder.
So tell me about the calculation process for those quality measures that are frozen. For example, when it ended and how those MDS assessments with an ARD prior to October 1 of 2023, when that section was removed, what is all is being factored in here?
So the frozen measures were held constant in the IKEA's MDS 3.0 facility level and resident level QM reports as of October 1, 2023. Effective in early November of 2023, IKEA's did process any qualifying records that were submitted on or after October 1, meaning that those assessment reference dates were prior to October 1 and included Section G in their item set. So this ensured that measures were updated based on all the submissions that included the pertinent data needed to calculate the frozen measures. Everyone, though, should be aware if the requested report period for the MDS 3.0 facility level and resident level quality measure reports in IKEA's is on or after that October 1 date, there will be a decrease in the number of residents in both the numerator and denominator, and that should be anticipated because of that transition from G to GG.
All right, so at this point, we're in March of 2024. When did the freeze actually begin, and how long are those quality measures going to remain frozen?
So starting with the April 2024 refresh, CMS is going to freeze four quality measures that are publicly reported on Care Compare. These quality measures include the percent of residents whose need for help with activities of daily living has increased, percent of residents whose ability to move independently worsened, percent of high-risk residents with pressure ulcers, and the percent of residents who made improvement in function. They will remain constant, that is frozen, until January 2025 refresh, and then the data for the what they're calling equivalent measure is being collected and then calculated. The last one listed, which is the percent of residents who made improvement in function, will remain constant until the October 2024 refresh. Then the SNF QRP, discharge function score, will replace the old quality measure that was based on Section G. And that calculation is going to remain the same and has been in existence for a while.
Okay, so hopefully by now everyone knows that when we're calculating quality measures, they have to have 4 full quarters of data. So as it pertains to this freeze, which 4 full quarters of data will remain frozen?
So for the quality measures that are slotted to be frozen in the April 2024 update, the data will be based on the information that, as you stated, was previously collected during 4 separate quarters. And these quarters include Q4 of 2022 and then Q1 through Q3 of 2023. This data collection period ends September 30th, 2023, which makes total sense since Section G was removed from the item set effective October 1.
Absolutely. Now, how will the quality measures that utilize in Section G change in their calculation over to GG?
That's a great question, and I will try and answer it to the best I can in a way that is easy to understand. Remember that there are many exclusions and covariates that impact whether a resident will trigger for a quality measure. The Quality Measure Technical User's Guide is a great source of information and elaborates on those exclusions and covariates in detail. So let's get started. For the Long Stay Quality Measure, the percent of low-risk residents who lose control of their bowel or bladder, basically just the risk component, is being eliminated. So the numerator for this measure will include long-stay residents with a new case of bowel or bladder incontinence, meaning that there was an increase of 1 or more coding points from always continent to either occasionally, frequently, or always incontinent. Or the second case scenario is a worsened case of bowel or bladder incontinence, meaning that there was an increase of 1 or more coding points for bowel incontinence and an increase in 1 coding point from frequently to always incontinent for bladder incontinence. So that's that one quality measure. So basically, they're just removing the risk factor. So any change in their continence that qualifies for this point system, they will now trigger. Next, the percentage of residents whose need for help with activities of daily living has increased was previously based on late loss ADLs in Section G. Remember, our late loss ADLs are bed mobility, transfers, eating, and toileting. With the transition from Section G to GG, the ADL measure is based on the coding of sit to lying, sit to stand, eating, and toilet transfer. So this quality measure is triggered if the difference between the level of assist on the targeted assessment and the immediate prior assessment is either less than -1 for one task or less than 0 for 2 of the tasks. So it's similar to what we were used to for the late loss ADLs, but we're just swapping them out for different tasks that are now coded in Section GG. For the percentage of residents whose ability to move independently worsened, we know that it was previously based on the locomotion on the unit, that self-performance in Section G. It is now being replaced by the ability to move or walk independently is going to utilize walking 10 feet, which, as we know, is coded in Section GG01701. For the percent of high-risk residents with pressure ulcer, the risk component is also being eliminated, which means the resident will trigger for this quality measure if any of the sections in M0300B1, meaning B1, C1, D1, E1, F1, and G1, is coded 1 through 9, meaning that there is a presence of a pressure ulcer that wasn't on the prior assessment. The final one is the short stay measure, the percentage of residents who made improvement in function, which will be replaced by the SNF-QRP discharge function score. And as previously stated earlier, the calculation for this quality measure will remain unchanged and has historically been based on Section GG data.
All right. That was a lot of information. I was happy to hear that they were able to remove that high risk and low risk. It's going to be much easier for us to calculate those measures now without that added ADL calculation in there. So definitely happy to hear that. Now let's talk about what data is being collected for reporting once this freeze actually ends.
So the Section GG data, which is currently being collected on our MDS assessments, will continue to be collected both during the period of time that the quality measures are frozen and obviously after. So the coding of an MDS accurately is obviously the goal, as always. When data impacts quality measures, extra attention should be taken to ensure that the MDS accurately reflects the resident's condition at that point in time.
Definitely need to remind everyone, this means that data collection actually started October 1, as soon as GG was removed. So those new quality measures that are going to be impacted by GG, the data collection has already begun. When are those quality measures going to become available?
So for the MDS coordinators, the quality measures can be reviewed in iKeys. Remember that the dates that you request for the report period will clearly impact the data. The short stay measure, which is the percent of residents who made improvement in function, is present on Care Compare and also impacts the 5-star rating. The long stay measures, percent of residents whose need for help with activities of daily living has increased, percent of residents whose ability to move independently worsen, percent of high-risk residents with pressure ulcer are also present on Care Compare and impact the 5-star rating. The long stay measure, percent of low-risk residents who lose control of bowel and bladder, is publicly reported on Care Compare, but is not utilized in the calculation of the 5-star rating. So basically, you know, iKeys still provides the information that you would need to review. For those MDS coordinators with SHP and Telelogix access, there are reports that incorporate the transitional quality measures, which will predict how the community is doing. The reports include the 5-star rating report, the QM report, and the 5-star QM resident roster report. These reports can provide insight as to how a community is doing and what should be reviewed and monitored during this transitional period.
Yeah, I really like the report that's in SHP. It highlights in red the old measures, and then you can see the new measures. So you can tell just by your data collection on the MDS and GG where your prediction is going, where you're headed. Are you positively impacted by this, negatively impacted by this? And it also gives you details on how the quality measures shift from G to GG. So it's a really good visual for those who are still trying to learn which items in GG are now impacting those quality measures. So definitely take a look. The 5-star rating is probably the easiest for me to understand in SHP and gives you that breakdown as well.
And those quality measures are clearly labeled with a T for transition. So it's pretty simple to identify which ones we should be focusing on.
Definitely, definitely. Do you have any other recommendations for keeping the QMs on track during this freeze?
Well, I believe that the best way to keep the transitional quality measures on track is by monitoring those new measures, what we just talked about, either through internal analysis, by monitoring your systems and processes, through root cause analysis when needed. So an internal analysis and monitoring of medical records, like during meetings and rounds, and reviewing those reports, especially the SHP ones, and you should focus on your processes by identifying residents that are at risk and hopefully put some preventative measures and treatment plans in place.
That's great advice. Thank you so much for taking the time to discuss this with me today. I know this is going to be such a positive impact for our communities and their quality measures. If you would like to learn more about the quality measure freeze, you can access the recorded webinar on LCS Connect. And as always, please feel free to reach out to either your clinical or MDS specialist with any questions. We would be happy to assist. Thank you all for everything you continue to do for our residents and their families. It is noticed and appreciated by the LCS Health Services Division. Be on the lookout for the next edition of the MDS Leadership Series podcast, where we're dedicated to the continuing education of our MDS nurses. This has been a Healthcare Highwire presentation. Never stop